It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, June 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. A feral cat found near Cedar Edge tested positive for plague over Memorial Day weekend. Kenneth Nordstrom is the Director of Environmental Health for Delta County. He says when the cat became ill, it was taken to a nearby veterinarian clinic. The animal tested positive for plague and was euthanized.
It hasn't been very prevalent here in Delta County that we know of. So this was a pretty big surprise for us this year.
KVNF's Laura Palmisano spoke to Thomas Orr, a regional epidemiologist based in the Mesa County Health Department, about plague in Colorado.
What's the most important thing for people to know about plague?
Well, we don't have a lot of cases of it, and we want to keep it that way. And we want people just to be aware that it is in the sylvatic cycle in the wildlife, and to prevent transmission to people and their pets. We should stay away from dead animals, sick animals, and have our pets into the vet for proper flea treatment. Plague is treatable with antibiotics, so early detection is important. Prevention really is the key, though.
Now, plague can be a deadly disease.
If it goes untreated, it can kill. And if people aren't really thinking about this, they might not tell of their exposures to their doctor when they go in sick, and the doc may not then think of it being plague, and then it can be fatal. But with early intervention with antibiotics, it's curable.
Between 2005 and 2015, there were 20 cases of plague in Colorado. Is that a high number compared to other states?
Well, plague is more common in the southwestern United States, particularly the Four Corners area. That's where we really see the most human cases. The number in Colorado has been up in recent years, although we didn't have a lot of activity. I looked up records for the Western Slope, and since about 2000, Montrose has seen one human case. And in the Northwest region, there were two human cases. So that's not a lot.
So why is plague more common in the southwestern United States and in southern Colorado?
I believe that the environment is probably better for the vectors of plague, including rodents and the fleas.
So you've talked about the ways to prevent getting plague. Now, what are the symptoms if you do contract the disease?
A person can catch plague different ways. And so one of the ways is through a flea bite. So if your animals are out roaming among the wildlife and picking up fleas from sick or dead animals, and bringing them into your bed, for example, and you get flea bites, then you can get the septicemic plague. And you're going to get a fever and really be laid down low and just not feel well at all. If, on the other hand, say your cat is a hunter and catches a rodent that has plague and gets sick and gets the pneumonic version, which affects the lungs, and is coughing that bacteria out into your face, and you get pneumonic plague, that's probably the most serious way, and you can get severe respiratory symptoms in addition to the fever and whatnot. Most people are probably a little bit familiar with another version of the plague, which is called bubonic plague, which is the one that we read about in history that causes blackness, you know, the black death, the blackness of the fingers and buboes, which are swollen glands when you have an infection. So those are some of the symptoms, but really, you're going to just feel sick. Okay. Now, cats, for example, will often get a big swelling underneath their jaw.
That was Thomas Orr, a regional epidemiologist based in the Mesa County Health Department, speaking to KVNF's Laura Palmisano. Kebler Pass is now open for the season. It connects the North Fork Valley to Crested Butte. The pass typically closes in November and reopens the Thursday before Memorial Day. However, Gunnison County delayed the opening due to road damage. Several issue committees pushing for or against proposed ballot initiatives are already raising substantial sums of money. As Benta Berkland reports, the latest campaign finance filings show that voters will likely have a lot of ballot issues to decide upon in November.
A group that supports the sale of full-strength beer and wine in grocery stores has so far raised $2.7 million. Nearly $500,000 has been raised for a proposal that would allow Colorado to keep taxpayer Bill of Rights refunds and spend the money on schools, transportation, mental health, and services for seniors. Supporters of reforming the congressional redistricting process for political boundaries have brought in about $90,000. Another initiative to open primary elections up to unaffiliated voters and possibly add a presidential primary has raised $600,000. It's too soon to say what will make the ballot, as some measures are awaiting state Supreme Court hearings and others are still gathering signatures that they must turn in on August 8th. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Renewable energy has reached a new milestone in this country. For the first time, more than 10% of U.S. electricity came from renewables like wind and solar. Inside Energy's Jordan Werfs-Brock reports on new data from the Energy Information Administration.
Over the past decade, renewable sources such as wind, solar, and biomass have been nibbling at the U.S. energy pie, rising from 2.3% of electricity generation in 2006 to 10.6% in March 2016, the most recent available data. This excludes conventional hydropower, which is about 9% of electricity. Here's Jeffrey Logan, senior energy analyst at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory.
There are enormous changes underway in the U.S. generation fleet right now.
Coal generation is down a third from its peak, and
much of that lost generation has been replaced by, number one, natural gas, number two, renewables, and number three, improved energy efficiency.
Last year, more new wind was added than any other power source, and rooftop solar panel installation set a new record high. For Inside Energy, I'm Jordan Werfsbrock.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix.